and that's probably true. Your assessment on your team's performance today in that defeat?
Yeah, we didn't play our level. I hope that can be an exception in the run that we are doing so far, because really we are playing, performing very well. But today was a bad day to us. We didn't. We play against a consistent team, very compact, very solid. We expect this before the game, but we don't discover the way to open the opponent team, and we must play more aggressive, more dynamic, and to achieve the 3 points. Even I think that at the end, we don't deserve to lose the game, but we don't deserve to win also the game. But Ipswich was compact. They play very well in the defense. They were solid, and of course with the time, especially they wait from the time. So when we press a little more in the second half, we create chances. But we don't achieve a goal. They stay compact, and after with plenty of space to the counter attacks, because we take risks, they score.
Are you disappointed with the goals you conceded? Because both maybe were avoidable. There were maybe tackles or players maybe should have done a little bit better.
Yeah, of course, all the time we can do better. So we lose the ball, and it was in the fast attack in the first goal, and in the second goal was after a fault, not necessarily a fault, because we was two defenders against one attacker, and we did a bad fault in that moment, and in the fault. Is that games that we want too much win, that you don't believe that the opponent in 1 second can score a goal, and we lose the concentration and they score the second.
In terms of you worked hard as well, when they went ahead, you worked hard and you were very quickly level with Gary's goal, weren't you?
Sorry?
You were very quickly level after you conceded the first goal, so Gary Hooper was very quick to get you back level.
Yeah, it's something that we achieved the goal, but... In second half, we start well with a very good dynamic, but to win this game, we must do much more, run more, because I talked to the players that before the game that to win this game, we must run a lot and fight a lot and play our football. I think we try to play, we must run more and we must fight more, because we didn't do this today.
It's not like a Sheffield Wednesday performance, because even when you lose, like last week at Derby, you played very, very well despite the result. This is... very, very not like Sheffield Wednesday, is it?
Yeah, it's why I'm very upset comparing with last week, for example, because we didn't play with our identity. We was a shadow of our team, and you know, this competition, we have the same points like last season so far, but of course we want more. We want more, and we must do better and better. But another teams that have a big responsibility, they lose points in the last games. Today also again, this competition is very hard, and we're still running. We are not far away from the first positions, and we must continue and check at what we missed today and correct the things and be focused and try to do a strong reaction in the next game.
Has the break come at a good time or a bad time, in your opinion? Will it be good maybe to get the players away and maybe have a little bit of a breather and come back in 2 weeks, or maybe not after a defeat?
Yeah, when we lose, we want to play the next game tomorrow. But this is the situation, and so we can breathe a little this week and work hard when we're back to the trainings and to be ready to next game. So, but of course, when we lose, we want to play next game as soon as possible. But this is the competition. Will be two weeks very difficult, special to the staff, to the coaches, but to the players also. But at the same time, we'll be more concentrated, more focused, absolutely sure, in the next game.